You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and as promised, we go right to the guest line where Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, joins us here on a Patriots Friday. Josh McDaniels is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Mr. McDaniels, how are we doing this week?
Great, Andy. How are you doing?
I am tremendous. I was paying attention during the bye. How was the bye week? Seemed like you made the rounds on the podcast scene. You going to start your own podcast soon? You like that world?
No. I had a little extra time, as you know, and, grateful that those guys wanted to chat. And, it's fun when you're in this position. Obviously, it's a lot easier to do those things.
So speaking in more serious nature of the bye week, we had Brian Hoyer on, your former quarterback, earlier this week, and he said you are a great self-scouter, and we always hear that the bye week is some time to do some self-scouting. So as you went through that process late in the year here, what'd you see from your offense? What'd you find out? What'd you learn?
I could tell you, but I don't want to give away any state secrets, obviously. But, you have a time, at this point in time during the year, there's always an opportunity to make something better. And I think you just got to look at it with an honest eye. And, sometimes it's as easy as saying, we've been trying this for a while and it's not quite happening for us. And maybe you just say, hey, we're going to shelve it and we'll bring it back up in the spring next year, or it's something that you find that you say, we're close on this and we got to do one or two things, small things better, and we can really make it a productive part of our offense and then try to show the guys, what we think we can do and help ourselves. But I think it's just, being honest, you're not going to change, 17, 20 things, at this time of the year, but you can try to find some ways to make some progress and move the needle a little bit. And hopefully we did that.
Josh, I heard an interview. Tom Brady was speaking with Colin Cowherd and said that in your dialogues that you guys keep in touch on the regular, that you rave about Drake's work ethic. And Tom said, of all the different things and compliments you paid Drake, that's what he cares about the most. Where do you think that relentless drive and ethic comes from in Drake, and how impressive is it?
His parents have done an amazing job. I've told him that a number of times, and you can just tell from being around his brothers and his family, that they did things right, you know, and so they deserve all the credit for that, as well as Drake, you know, because it's one thing to be taught and told how to do something. It's another thing to become, you know, that on a consistent basis. And so he does it all the right way and wants to try to improve and get better at the things that he's responsible for, and has a great approach and demeanor about himself, and certainly the type of work ethic you would want to emulate. So super excited about where he can go, but also, you know, the things he's done to this point to get us where we're at, and looking forward to seeing how this plays out on Sunday.
Josh, I know you don't pay a ton of attention to what people like us say on the radio, but there's been this narrative over the years, and certainly when your name was out there to maybe return as the coordinator this offseason, that your offense is quote-unquote too complex, there's too much to it, puts too much on quarterback, especially a young quarterback. Is it safe to say that there was no problem with that as you started to work with Drake May in the spring, and where that's developed into, that there was never much of an issue with your offense having too much that you're throwing at him?
I would say that's safe to say. And I think it's just about the philosophy that you have and where you want to take the offense and the player. And I don't know really any other way to do it. And I don't much care to, you know, and every quarterback that we've had has generally been able to really process that if they work at it and bust their butt to get it done, you know, and really improve in all those areas. But, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff said. I'm not sure there's a lot of substance behind it in terms of, you know, what they know relative to what we do ask of certain players, especially the quarterback. But, you know, he's responsible for the things that, you know, it takes to win. And so I don't think that's, you know, asking too much of him. So he does a great job. He's worked hard at it. And I feel good about where we're at and good about where we're going.
Of the many positive things noticeable about Drake's development in year two versus year one, the turnovers seem to have really come down, save for the Pittsburgh game. We'll give him a mulligan on that one. How have his smarts with the ball and his basically his football intelligence escalated and developed over the course of year two?
I think experience and understanding the ramifications of your decisions at that position, I don't know that there's any shortcut to it. And so, you know, when you first, you know, is you're not even 15, 18, 20 games into your NFL career. You know, being aggressive is great. And it sounds, fun and, you know, all the rest of it. I think once you understand that you can be aggressive and really smart with the football at the same time, and eliminate the potential of putting your defense in a bad position, or you know, just making decisions that could hurt us. I think that takes some time, and I think what he's realized and recognized as the season's gone on is that making the decisions that help the team possess the football and not put the defense in a bad position are winning plays. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. Might be an incompletion, might be a check down, might be, you know, throwing the ball out of bounds, you know, when near the sideline, whatever it is, those might be plays that help us win. And I think, you know, over the time that he's had an opportunity to play and be a starter, he certainly, I think, improved in that area. And not a finished product, but happy with the way that he started to protect the football. And obviously that's going to be important for us on Sunday.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Josh, over the years, back when I was writing a lot of stories and covering on a daily basis, every defensive player or coach you talk to, when you ask, oh, what do you need to do this week, says, we need to stop the run, right? We need to make the offense one-dimensional. What I was wondering is,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
As an offensive guy, do you start every week saying we need to establish the run? If the defense is always trying to stop it, it would seem the offense is always trying to establish it. But is that how it works on your side?
Not directly. I think, you know, look, we all, I don't know any, well, I probably could find one, but I don't know many offensive coordinators or play callers or head coaches that don't want to have some semblance of balance to their offense, because I think in general terms, the best offenses have the ability to do a lot of things and a lot of things well. So start with that as a premise. I think the goal is to take care of the football and score points. And those are the two goals. And so if we protect the ball and we score, the how is kind of dependent on the variables that take place in the game. And that's really the players, the scheme, the weather, the score, the circumstances, injuries, et cetera, matchups, you know, may dictate that you, you know, run it. And you guys know we've had games where we've run it way more than we've thrown it. We've had games where we've thrown it way more than we've run it, you know, and some of those are very circumstantial. And I think the opponent has a lot to do with those choices and decisions, and certainly the way the game plays out. But, you know, balance is a goal. It isn't always the only way to get the ultimate goal done, which is obviously to score as many points as we can and help the team win.
From your perspective as a veteran offensive coordinator, what do you think is Josh Allen's greatest asset? And does the defense come to you and ask for any advice on stopping this or helping out with that, considering you obviously you're helping out in developing Drake and there are obvious comparisons between the two?
No, they don't need my help over there. we have a great staff and they do a great job. So, you know, if ever that was the case, all of us on our staff would be very eager and willing to help in any way we could. But, you know, he's a great player and has been for a long time and, you know, does so many things well. And the most important thing he's done well over the length of his career is find a way to help his team win. So, I'm sure our defense is going to be ready to go, but this is going to be an enormous challenge on Sunday, and they've been AFC East champs for a while now, and he's been obviously a huge reason for that.
Josh, we know some of the numbers in the red zone. We've seen some of the games with, you know, a half dozen chances from the one. I'm assuming one of the things you looked at during the bye week was red zone offense. What do you need to do to be better down by the goal line and score touchdowns, not field goals?
The short version of that would be just, you know, I think we have to find things that are things we do well and then execute really well when we get our opportunities, you know, and, you know, that's an area of the field that's very glaring when you make any mistakes, and they could be very small. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can. We have done that this week, and to try to give ourselves an opportunity when, if and when we get those chances on Sunday, and hopefully we can go down there and run positive plays and take care of the ball and execute our best, you know, because that's what's required down there in the red zone in order to consistently score touchdowns and finish drives in the end zone. And our guys know that. We've watched the things we need to watch and understand the challenges in front of us on Sunday with Buffalo, who's very good down there. And, you know, but we're going to need our best on Sunday when we cross the 20-yard line.
Speaking of Buffalo's defense, with Buffalo having a guy like cornerback Christian Benford playing at such a high level, shutting receivers down left and right every week like Jamar Chase and such, how does that affect your play calling and game script heading into Sunday?
You take it all into consideration, obviously, you know, and he is a very good player. They have a lot of them. That's why they're a good, solid defense and have been for a long time. You know, they're well coached. They do a lot of things well defensively. It's hard to pinpoint a scenario where it's going to be mano-a-mano the entire game. They do so many different things. They mix their coverages up. So it's not like we can just say, hey, we're going to, you know, do this and that'll get us what we need. We're going to have to read it out. We're going to have to be honest with what we see in the coverage. And Drake's done a good job of that during the year of trying to go to the place he should go with the football. And I have a lot of confidence in all our guys, too. So whenever we line up and our guys are out there running routes, we believe in all of them. And we'll trust that they're going to win their matchups and get open when it's their time to be called on. And we'll see how Sunday plays out.
All right, Josh, before we let you go, I feel like we're almost contractually obligated to ask you about this. Everybody's getting asked about it. And Michael May is a baker. I'm sure you're well aware of it. The 25 days of Bakemas. Have you sampled any of the baked goods? Do you have a favorite? Have they made their way to the QB room, the offense?
I have. I don't know if we get it. Very rarely do they make it to our room. I'll say that because they usually... If the linemen find any way to get their hands on it first, we're in trouble. But no, she's a fantastic baker, and I'm sure she's a great cook. And yeah, those guys, they got a bright future ahead of them. She does a great job of the things she's doing, and she's an incredible person. And obviously, we know Drake. So anytime we get an opportunity to sample that stuff, it's well worth it.
All right, man. Appreciate you joining us. Good luck on Sunday against the Bills. Big game. And seriously, if you ever do decide you want to do the Josh McDaniels podcast, you feel free. You got a guy right here. Happy to host it for you.
That'll be many years from now, Andy. It'll be many years from now.
All right. I look forward to it. Good luck, Josh. Thanks.
Got it. Merry Christmas to you guys if I don't talk to you before then.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas
well.
To
Merry
you
Christmas,
and your family.
Josh.
See you.
All right.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.